I was thinking this week that from time to time it's probably good for me and maybe good for us if I read and think about passages in the Bible that frankly I wish were not in there. And this story is one of them. It actually follows a story that I'm very glad is in there. These words follow immediately from that portion in the New Testament where Jesus says, "Let the children come to me." And I love that image. And then he says this. A ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I've observed from my youth." And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven and come follow me." But when he heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. Well, who isn't by comparison? Sell all that you have and give it to the poor. That's a tough call. And I wasn't really fully sure what the point of that really was, other than to scare us, until this last week when we went to the Cactus Theater and heard Joe Ely in concert again. And he opened his show with an interesting song, a song that I suspect he wrote early in his career, recounting through the verses of how his music life started. That essentially, guitar in hand, he stood out on one of the outskirts highways of Lubbock, stuck out his thumb, and hitchhiked his way into the music business. And the song talks about some of the people that picked him up. "The first ride I got," he says, "was in a dynamite truck." Well, that's an interesting image. And I began to think that one of the ways to at least metaphorically consider the way our life essentially goes, all of us, the details are different, but it's largely the same story, is through the transitions and almost predictable phases of our life. It's kind of like taking the next ride from the one who picks us up, hitchhiking to where we go next. It's a sequence of essentially riding down the road. And the curious insight is that when you're hitchhiking from here to there, hitchhiking from one phase of life to another, you're not driving. You go where the driver takes you. And that, I think, is what Jesus is referring to when he says, "Sell all you have." He's not talking necessarily about the house, the car, the jewelry, the baseball card collection. I think he's talking about the one thing that I would be more reluctant to give up than anything else I have in my life. And I know it's an illusion, and I'm still reluctant to give it up. It is the illusion of control. It's an illusion, and I want to hold on to that, more so than I want to hold on even to my Hank Aaron rookie card. It's an illusion of control because we live in a bubble for maybe the first 5 or 6 years of our life, and then we go off to school. It's like the first ride I got was on a dynamite truck called kindergarten. And we ride that for a while. We ride it through elementary and secondary education. And then the driver says, "I'm far as I'm going. Stick your thumb out and you figure out what's next." And the next ride we get might be on the next dynamite truck called college or job or who knows what all is next. But all you can do is stick out your thumb, get on the next ride, and take it where it takes you. And on the subject of rides that feel like dynamite trucks, remember falling in love? Deciding that you're going to spend your life with this person? Stuck out your thumb? He stopped, she stopped. Let's take a ride together, see how far it goes. Well, it takes you to perhaps parenthood on the subject of the illusion of control. Maybe you got them in the bubble for a couple of years. But then they're thumbing their way down their own road. And maybe your next ride and their next ride, you cross paths now and then. But neither one of you are driving. And the dynamite trucks seem a little scarier, you know. And as the kids come and grow, you know, we move to the next big house and the house gets bigger and more kids come here and there and to and fro, and then they find their own partner and find their own house. And instead of you outgrowing the house has now outgrown you. And there are next phases in life where we are forced, really, to end one part of the journey and get on another one. Stick your thumb out, see who picks you up next. And I suspect for the first half of our lives, each sequential ride on the next dynamite truck, we gain something. We gain a partner, we gain a child, we gain more promotions and prestige in our jobs and so on. But at some point, the next ride involves losing something. Losing someone, your child, that used to live here that now doesn't, etc. Losing people in your life that you've loved for a long time. And yet, you can't control it. The next phase comes, the loss is experienced, and that driver says, here's the end of the line for this phase. Stick your thumb out again and get on the next truck and see what happens next. That's the hard part, giving up the illusion of control, because you're not driving. And here's the interesting part, even more, it seems to me. God's not driving either. It's just another person, it's just another ride from someone else who God has placed in your life at that particular moment. Presumably God is a little bit busy keeping the planets in line and the sun warm to micromanage our lives. And instead of doing that, instead of turning us into puppets or characters in a script, God gives us free will. Arguably the most dynamite-laden gift that we can be given. That is the choice to take this road or next, to get on this truck or the next one, to stay at this point in the road until the road no longer is there, and then you have to get on the next truck. There are limited choices that we exercise with free will. God is not a micromanager. God simply is the one who made the road. The road down which we must go through predictable stages and phases of our lives, from childhood and adolescence and adulthood and parenthood and midlife and late life and the next phase. And here's what we get when we give up the illusion of control. In exchange for control, we get hope. You wouldn't need hope if you were in control, because you'd know the outcome. On the other hand, hope is among the more exhilarating emotions we can have. Imagine a guy like Joe Ely standing out on the Clovis Highway at age 19 or whatever it was, with a guitar case in one hand and a thumb out with the other. The title of the song that he opened his show with was, I Had My Hopes Up High. I Had My Hopes Up High. And isn't it, in effect, the one place we can go emotionally, regardless of what the next transition might or might not bring? When you stick out your thumb, whatever social, emotional, monetary baggage you've got in your little guitar case, with your hopes up high, you know that the next phase will bring you something. It will bring you something to learn. It might even be an occasion to grow in a way you hadn't anticipated. Every stage and phase of our life begins with a thumb in the air and hopes up high. I seem to be thinking musically these days. You are my sunshine. There's nothing like the emotion that goes into what someone has set to music that can give us a little bit quicker step. Now, I have put on, and will connect to these words on the audio of this meditation, the music of that song, I Had My Hopes Up High. And this meditation is fairly short, but it is punctuated by Joe Ely's story, which is really our story. Bag in hand, thumb in the air. The next dynamite truck will take us somewhere. And because we have along with it the hope that goes with us, we know we're not alone. Amen.